Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Hidden Teas. This is something for you to experience while in public. I might whisper every now and then because we wouldn't want anyone else to notice what's going on, do we? I know that you enjoy being teased. Hypnotic influences that are completely invisible to any onlookers. Suggestions, words, triggers, all these things that look so innocent from afar. I guess we could call this a playful reminder of how much you enjoy being teased. Oh, do be careful. That smile might give the game away. Just act naturally. And by that, I kind of mean more neutral than your natural reactions to those teases. A little blush is okay, but let's keep it very quiet, shall we? Where I should start. There's so many ways in which I can tease you. So many different directions desires can be taken. Maybe a snap of my fingers. It tends to have a certain effect, doesn't it? Just waving my fingers around before the snap, knowing that you'd be distracted by them. Maybe they're moving in a certain way or almost pulling your thoughts out of your mind, and then see, I noticed that, but I wonder if anyone else did. I'd like to keep this a hidden tease, don't you? Now, as you pay attention and you feel my words affecting you, take it next. A little reminder of how easily and eagerly your body responds to certain stimulation. Your senses are so attuned to those reactions, aren't they? I barely have to do anything for your reactions to occur. Of course, this is all just innocent talk. Someone listening would have no idea what's going on. They don't know about your internal craving for hypnotic sensations. Though I wonder if you'd be so easy in admitting those desires. Let's just call them fascinating fantasies, shall we? So easy at catching your focus, drawing your mind into a single small point before the glow and the heat begins to warm other parts of your body. Maybe a little bit of compression, concentrated craving, a simple wave of heat that wanders down. I wonder if you'd even remember where those words came from when you first heard them and how they were made to affect you. Just like countdowns, they tend to have a very specific effect, don't they? Pushing your body to an edge, serving pleasure and frustration into a delightful mix. I should be careful, of course. I'd like this tease to remain very well hidden. 10. Where each number might be barely whispered in your ear. 9. As I lean in and enjoy your reactions. 8. Knowing what a countdown combined with this teasing can do. 7. Very well aware of how certain triggers have been built. 6. How my voice and my words have created such wonderful teasing temptation. 5. And again, it might be safer to just stop here and stop the countdown. 4. Before it really drives you so close that you can't stay quiet. Though I know that you'll do your best to remain as outwardly unaffected as you can. 2. As I am terribly tempted to make it all the more difficult for you to remain composed. Such sweet sensations, wondering where I will take it, perhaps one will be the edge, although we can take things 2, 3. Lower the pressure a little. And this, all of this is not going to last for very long. It is a hidden tease after all, and before you know it, it will all be over. You can pretend to be unaffected by all of this. You can remain as composed as you are capable. I do wonder, though, is one number enough to confuse you, to take you down to one deep craving sensation, even when you wake just to feel the snap of my fingers once again? What was that word? And enjoy the wake and the wanting that follows it. Enjoy.